I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Rosemary Barton joins me now on the 6th of November. She will join Adrian Arsenault, Andrew Chang, and Ian Hanna-Mansing as one of the new hosts of the CBC's flagship broadcast, The National. A fixture of CBC's political coverage as host of Power and Politics, Ms. Barton will bring her engaging personality and interview style as a host of The National based in Ottawa. She's interviewed prime ministers and other world figures and covered the National Assembly in Quebec. And in 2016, she won a Canadian Screen Award for Best Host Interviewer in a News Program. The new National will launch next Monday at 10 p.m. on the CBC and at 9 and 11 on CBC News Network. She was born and raised in Winnipeg, and she has degrees from Collège Universitaire de Saint-Boniface and Carleton University. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Rosemary Barton. Ms. Barton, good morning.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. So
My pleasure. We're
talking a week before the big launch. How are you coping with nerves? Are you getting used to seeing yourself on billboards and bus wraps and the sort?
No, I don't think you ever get used to that. I personally haven't seen one yet. I've just had people send me the photos of it.
So. I've seen them on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit detached from it, which probably helps. But they're out there, and that's definitely a weird thing. And I think the moment it doesn't get weird, you've probably been doing it for too long.
And it seems that, you know, I follow the media and the sort in this country. It seems that a lot of people are rooting for all four of you.
I think there's a really sense of excitement. I think there's lots of goodwill. We certainly felt that on launch day. I think people have will miss Peter. They'll always miss Peter, but there has been enough of a sort of a gap now between when he left and when we're going to start. I think people are being pretty open-minded about how this is going to be different and the fact that there's four of us, and I hope we can deliver on that. I think we're trying something different, and it might be surprising at first, but I think that people will come to like it and like us. We all like each other.
Yeah.
So I think people will enjoy it.
What can you tell us? Will the show have a new look? Will there be a new set, new colors, say?
Yeah. There's, I can't get into too much of the details even through audio, but yeah, there's a new big fancy set in Toronto that looks completely different. I can tell you that we all get chairs, for instance. I can give you that piece of breaking news. I have a sort of a baby version of that set in Ottawa, and Andrew has the same in Vancouver. So you won't actually really tell that I'm in a different city necessarily. They will use sort of the big set in Toronto for transitions, so we'll almost look like we're all sort of there all at the same time. I think it's a beautiful set. It's a beautiful studio. The shots, for people who know anything about TV, will be much tighter, so there'll be a lot more of our faces rather than our whole bodies. The set today, I saw it today for the first time in Toronto. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so I know that you all know each other from your work and the sort, but were you all friends at all before the big announcement?
Not really. Work acquaintances. I probably talked to Ian the most just because I would talk to him every night after my show to be on his show. We would have sort of work interactions or at work things to each other, but no, not friends. We're getting to know each other personally. We were all out for dinner one night, just the four of us, a month back, and that was really nice. And, just getting to know each other and finding out what, we're on the same page and what kinds of things we like to do.
Yeah, and I guess what I read, or I heard this on one of these things that you guys did after the announcement on YouTube, is that I guess you were sequestered, the four of you, the weekend before the announcement. Is that correct?
We were. Yeah. For like, a day and a half, we were out hidden away doing photo shoots and that kind of stuff. And we also spent some time, eating and getting to know each other. And that was good. That was a nice time because it was sort of, before anyone knew anything or anything about us. So it was sort of special.
Who's the funniest of the four of you?
Can I say me? No. Ian has the driest sense of humor.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's very surprising. He doesn't seem like he's a little bit shy, but he has a very dry sense of humor, and sometimes it just catches you off guard and you like fall off your chair laughing. So.
Yeah. I would vote you as the funniest because I read your tweets and I see your Instagram and I think
I'm okay. I'm doing fine.
So a lot of us just love watching you in Power and Politics, and I'm sure you found that job personally rewarding. How do you decide to leave? Do they ask you if you want to be considered for the national? I mean, you could have said no, obviously.
I don't know. Can you say no to a job like that? I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't. They ask you if you want to be on a short list, and sort of as the process goes along, they keep asking you, you know, this is the direction we're headed in. There's going to be multiple hosts. Are you still interested? We'll keep you in Ottawa. Are you still interested? Those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And I love Sound on Politics. I still love it. It was a very, very special team and a special show, and I did it for, well, I hosted it for 2 years. But this came around, and I just don't think these opportunities come around more than once. And I think, you know, a friend of mine said to me, you know, it's a smaller amount of time you have on air every day, but the potential impact is much, much greater. Mm-hmm. And for me as a journalist, that's a very attractive thing, to think that I could tell a story and make a difference, or, you know, give people a voice, or ask the right question and get the right answer, and that it have an impact across the country in a different way. That was very appealing.
Is Ottawa a fun place to live in?
It's a great place to live, yeah. It's a super place to live in. It's a great place if you like the outdoors, if you like a city that has lots of opportunity but isn't really busy, if you want to be able to walk to work, it's all those things. Yeah, it's a great place to live.
And I mean, you've covered the nation's capital for a number of years now. Can you imagine what it's like to cover, say, Washington, and especially this White House?
No, definitely not. I think it's extremely exhausting, particularly for American reporters. Mm-hmm. I think Canadian reporters and foreign correspondents down there have a bit of an advantage because they can sort of take a step back and look at it through a different lens. I think people like Jake Tapper, who are doing that every single day, who, you know, I'm a big fan of his, I think it's just an exhausting pace, and I don't think it's going to let up. So I don't know how they do it, but they obviously care deeply about what they're doing.
Has covering, say, Ottawa changed in the Trudeau years, but not just in the Trudeau years, but especially since Trump's become president, because there's been a lot of attention towards Justin Trudeau?
I do think that Justin Trudeau has taken sort of a different, he's gone sort of to a different stage internationally than if it had been another Democrat in the White House. Mm. A lot of people see him as sort of the anti-Trump, you know, which may or may not be true in certain policy areas. So I think he certainly got a lot of attention internationally. You know, and that's fine for his brand. It's even fine for Canada's brand. But I think what he has to struggle with is what all politicians have to struggle with, and that's delivering on the things that they've promised domestically. So it's great to be out there and be on magazines and have influence as a soft power in the world. Mm-hmm. But you also have to do what you said you do in order to get reelected, and that's always the challenge for politicians.
Now, will At Issue be back?
It will be back, and I will be hosting it. Yep, it'll be back on Thursday.
I read, I guess, a tweet from Chantal Hebert. She'll be back as well as part of the panel. Is that right?
Yeah, she and Andrew will be back, and then the third chair will be a little bit different. We're going to try new people and new faces and different places from the country to see if we can get, you know, just different, really different perspectives on.
Yeah. Yeah, and what about Rex?
Rex is not on the show, to my knowledge. I'm not sure where that left, but he's not. I don't think he's part of the new show, no.
Yeah. What can we expect from Andrew out here in Vancouver?
Well, you know, Andrew has a really important role because he is keeping that show alive for us, really, until 2 Eastern. Mm. So when we leave at 11 Eastern, which is late enough, he will be able to keep watching stories in his segments that need to be sort of developed or watched or updated as the evening goes on. If there's a big story that develops late and we are gone, he can, you know, blow the whole show apart and start from scratch if needed. And I think what that does for Western viewers is it really makes you guys feel like we care about what's happening, because so often, a lot of people don't realize it, but the national would be put to bed. We'd finish it up at 11 o'clock and then just go home. And if something happened, you know, if you were on the West Coast, you just didn't see it. That won't happen anymore. Andrew will be there, and the show will be live till 2 a.m. And that's a big, big change. And I think it's the least of what we can do for the rest of the country. It makes us a real, true public broadcaster, national public broadcaster.
And then what happens to the broadcast on Saturday and Sunday? Is there someone, is it going to be the same format, or will it be like the half an hour on Saturday and then the hour on Sunday?
Yeah, Saturday there's no national. It will be dealt, you know, the national news will be just dealt with on News Network the way you would see it normally.
Yeah.
But the national is on Sundays too, and we will be working, we work Sunday to Friday. We'll have days off, but we'll rotate through the Sundays.
I see. It's, someone wanted to ask me, a female friend of mine, about the shoe selfies. When did they start?
I don't know. You'd have to go back and look at my Instagram. Probably around the time where I got Power Politics. I just started buying high heel shoes because they look better on TV, and then I liked them more and more. And then every time I did something great or got a new job, I'd buy myself more shoes.
Oh, so they're all your own shoes? They're not like work shoes or something like that?
No, they're all my own shoes, bought with my own money.
Yeah. I can't wait for Monday the 6th.
That's great.
I know a lot of people across this country are rooting for you and hoping that this does well. Last question, did Peter Mansbridge give you any advice?
Well, I think we told the story on the day we were announced, but I'm not sure if everybody heard it. He actually came in that day to talk to us, just quietly, the four of us, and give us some advice, not all of which I'll repeat to you, but he did give us the letter that Milton Nash had left for him in the office when he took over, and he made photocopies because there's four of us, so we can't have the original, and you know, that advice is just, you have a great team, you'll be terrific, you will thrive on it. And it was just the same message to us, to sort of count on the team and know you can do it, believe in yourself. And that is what we have going for us, the people that they have built around us on this new show, because it's a new team around us as well. Not all new people, just new people in their roles. Mm-hmm. They're really, really full-on dedicated. So it's exciting to be working with them and see the very creative ideas they have, because it's going to be different, and I think it's going to be good.
Well, lots of luck, Rosemary, and thanks
for
this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The National returns with four new hosts Monday, the 6th of November, 10 p.m. on the CBC, 9 and 11 p.m. on CBC News Network. The CBC's Rosemary Barton joined me on the line from Toronto. In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.